With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities investigating that crack now in a Colorado ski lift that forced the evacuation of more than 170 stranded skiers and snowboarders over the weekend at Winter Park Resort. No one was hurt, but authorities took about 5 hours to get those passengers lowered down to the ground by ropes during the rescues, which came at the start of the very busy holiday season. President Trump holding a campaign-style rally Sunday in Phoenix, thanking supporters for helping him to return to the White House.
So we won all 7 swing states. Remember, they were saying, well, you know, we did very well in early voting, so we didn't have to win too much because we were way ahead. But they said, well, he only has to win 2, but we won all 7. Can you believe it, huh? We won all 7.
Also at SRNnews.com, Malaysia now authorizing a new attempt to find missing flight MH370, the plane at the center of one of the world's great aviation mysteries.
Malaysia's government is negotiating terms and conditions with Ocean Infinity to search for the wreckage. The exploration firm had conducted the last search for MH370 that ended in 2018. The company is more confident this time around, according to Malaysia's transport minister. The new search area in the southern Indian Ocean will be larger than what was previously searched, and the firm will only receive a fee if the wreckage found is substantive.
BBC correspondent Siriana Tiwari reporting. Stampedes during 3 Christmas charity events across Nigeria, leaving nearly 70 people dead in the past few days, many of them reportedly children. Families are struggling during the country's cost of living crisis. This is SRN News. Those who attend church voted for Donald Trump.
The Public Religion Research Institute has completed a deep dive into the election results, and one of the things it has discovered is that the more frequently a person attended worship services, the more likely he was to cast his ballot for Mr. Trump. 88% of white evangelicals who go to church at least once a week voted for the president, compared to 77% of those who seldom attend. The same pattern held for Catholics who also voted for Mr. Trump in large numbers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
State judge in Montana temporarily blocking policies that prevented transgender people from changing the sex designation on the birth certificate or a driver's license. District Judge Mike Menahan issued his order to put the rule on hold while a lawsuit moves through the courts. The state says the alteration of documents will put misinformation into the Montana record system. This is SRN News. President-elect Donald Trump's tariffs list has gotten longer, and some officials are carefully treading now on what may come next. Correspondent Ed Donahue says the European Union is apparently in a holding pattern right now.
Trump posted at around 1 in the morning on social media, "I told the European Union that they must make up their tremendous deficit with the United States by the large-scale purchase of our oil and gas. Otherwise, it is tariffs all the way. There are 27 countries in the EU. The message from the president-elect was unclear on next steps. When he threatened Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs last month, the leaders of both countries spoke with him to try to resolve any tensions. But the European Union lacks a single figure who can make the commitments of natural gas and oil on behalf of its member states that Trump wants." I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at SRNnews.com.